We have contracts, you know, with local veterinarians, the vet school, College Station, the county, and so forth. And every single contract we have would have to go through, we'd have to get permission for it to go through the city of Bryan before we could even enter into a contract with our partners. That, of course, is unacceptable. All the fees collected from adoption fees, donations, everything that came into the shelter would go straight to the city of Bryan. That is against, of course, our mission. Animals that are in the city of Bryan or come in from the Brazos County, the way it's written, the county official could decide, you know, we want these animals to be kept alive longer, whereas 50% of the animals that come in from Bryan are unadoptable because they're sick or they're so unsocialized, and we would have to make a choice over, or we would have to follow their guidelines and keep maybe an unadoptable animal alive and put down adoptable animals that came in from other jurisdictions. And we don't discriminate. You know, we try to take care of all the animals, not only in the Brazos Valley, but the 10 counties that we also work with. And those people, when they bring in an animal from outside the Brazos Valley, they pay fees to help for the care and medical attention of the animals that they bring in. You know, donations have come in, and that provides the adoption services, the lost and found services, humane education, medical care, disaster management assistance. We also have victim assistance programs for with Phoebe's home and the mental health facilities here in town, and a pet food program for owners with low income. All of those relationships would have been in jeopardy because we wouldn't have had control over the donors' money and how the donors wanted the money used. And another thing, Bill, by submitting to the RFP, we would not have been able to discuss anything about our concerns publicly until after Bryan announced who they were going to go with. We didn't have that much time because there in their RFP it says around the middle of March we have to be ready to go, you know, soon after that, to get out of the building by the 30th of June. So that also was a big factor in our decision, the fact that we couldn't talk to our donors, we couldn't let people know what was going on, and we had to be able to tell the whole story.